Mr. Starkey.
My name is Chris K. Starkey, and I represent the plaintiff appellant, Mr. Craig. He brought his action pursuant to the Federal Rehabilitation Act, which in many ways, in many cases, is equal to the Americans with Disabilities Act. However, in this situation, it is not, because there was a specific regulation giving him more rights under the Rehabilitation Act than he would have had had he not been a federal employee, and he would have had to rely on the ADA. That regulation, of course, is 29 CFR section 1614.203G. That section was repealed in May of 2002, and essentially the Rehabilitation Act was made similar to the Americans with Disabilities Act thanks to this repealing. In other words, he only would have had to have been allowed to compete in a non-discriminatory fashion for an open position. Of course, that it was repealed in 2002 implies that it was not that way prior to this at the relevant time when Mr. Craig was seeking relief pursuant to it. I know this court hates to put employers on the razor's edge, damned if they do, damned if they don't. What we contend that the Postal Service should have done is engage, when it was proposing to downgrade the position he was accommodated to, was engagement in a dialogue, see if there was another position that he could have been placed in so that he wouldn't be downgraded. And then if that was so, before posting his positions, it should have just simply put him in the positions. It had such available positions at Liberty Center and Uniondale in Indiana. The Postal Service, in its briefing, implies that the position at Petroleum that he was actually in was some sort of junior EAS 11 position. The simple fact of the matter is all three positions were graded the same at, again, EAS 11. These are all small Indiana towns. I mean, none of them are going to be very busy post offices. I mean, you may not have had much to do at Petroleum, but there's nothing in the record which would indicate it would have been any different at Uniondale or Liberty Center.
Did he ever ask his supervisor for about these positions at the other locations?
He was aware of the positions. He was not aware of his rights at the time he was unrepresented under that he had an absolute right to his position under the Rehabilitation Act. He knew they were available. And he was told, well, just go ahead and put your application in, which he did. Because he was told the position was going to be downgraded, so he didn't want.
You say there were positions available, I presume some sort of light work. He had, I guess, a certain.
He had multiple.
MS is a very volatile disease. You know, some people can get along with it pretty well, and others are pretty much invalids. So it's a question of what degree he had, but there was, I guess, with that determination, did he ask for to get doctor's permission for certain type of work that was available?
Well, he had, I guess, to kind of take you through the history, he was a letter carrier. No way he could do his letter carrier position with MS. He was accommodated by being put in the officer in charge position as a detail, and he could do that position provided he was allowed to lay down when necessary, number one, and number two, no lifting heavy packages. You know, these are accommodations that the post office was fine with them. People, you know, when it was a heavy package, the customer was more than happy to help them with it.
It was fine at this remote site. What's it called?
Petroleum Indiana,
yeah.
In Wells County.
Yeah,
Wells,
I mean, maybe $50 a day revenue, and not very many folks in and out. So he can take a nap and do some other things there. You seem to say that was almost a ruse. He shouldn't have been put in there. He should have been accommodated by putting him in whatever level he was, 11 or something, in a job where he could, I guess, work less or do less lighter work or something. You say those jobs were available and they didn't provide him with it.
Well, Your Honor, the identical graded jobs were available. They were all postmaster positions. I mean, he was officer in charge of doing the work of a postmaster without the title. and they were all graded the same. So supposedly they were in some rough continuum of equivalent work. And so he could have done any one of the three. So he was doing the one position. He could have, you know, from 91 to 97, it was graded EAS 11, and there's a dispute as to downgrading it to the next lower level for 97, 98. But he was doing it for, you know, 6 years. He did the EAS 11 job. And then he could have done it at these other sites. I mean, again, which roughly would be similarly busy.
I guess I don't understand. Is EAS 11 something other than a letter carrier?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's.
So he had MS for how long?
He was diagnosed in 91.
So he's been, he had, so the Petroleum Indiana job was only for 6 months.
No, Your Honor, became a letter carrier in the 70s, right after he served in Vietnam. Then he went to, for like 19 years roughly, he served as a letter carrier. Then he was, because of his MS, he was detailed to the...
I didn't realize it was that long that he was detailed for that.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be that way again. It's only supposed to be for a short time, but he was detailed there for years.
Okay.
That violated postal, supposedly sacrosanct postal regulations. The district court's sticking point was that the postmaster position did not equal letter carrier position because he was always titled as a letter carrier. I mean, he's a letter carrier detailed as an officer in charge. And the district court said these two positions aren't equal, therefore he's not qualified, therefore he's not entitled to the reassignment pursuant to the previously cited federal regulation. I respectfully submit the district court erred in this respect. It should have considered him as an officer in charge doing that work. And what's the purpose of the Rehabilitation Act? It is to keep employees who have disabilities but can still be productive, it is to keep them employed. When you consider him as an officer in charge of the work he was doing, he could perform the task of the postmaster position, and therefore, pursuant to the regulation, he was entitled to that assignment. In closing, Mr. Craig was exactly the person the Federal Rehabilitation Act was designed to protect. He did work. He became given the reassignment. He could have continued to be a productive employee. I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Starkey. Ms. Leonard?
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, at least good afternoon Indiana time.
We recognize that.
Your Honor, my name is Deborah Leonard. I represent the postmaster in this case. As Your Honors know, this is a rehabilitation case under the Rehabilitation Act. This is a situation, Your Honor, where the post office has bent over backwards to accommodate Mr. Craig. Mr. Craig started out as a postal carrier until approximately 1992, carried letters for approximately 19 years, as was alluded to with the court. He was diagnosed with MS, could no longer perform his duties. As an accommodation, the post office detailed him to a postmaster position that at that point in time was vacant. Small office, as the facts of the case show. The detail involved him keeping his letters carrier pay plus mileage to commute from his home to the petroleum office. So he was making actually a little bit more than he probably would have been making as a letter carrier in this detail.
Sure. And how long was he there?
He was there from 92 until approximately 1998, Your Honor. The reason why they kept him detailed there for so long, A, is they had no other place they could put him that he could do perform the functions of the job. But B is that job was in dispute the entire time. They were, at the time, the post office was trying to close some of these small one-man operations, consolidate them into bigger operations. The public was up in arms about that, did not want these small offices closed for convenience purposes. And then finally, and so it went back and forth with Congress. And in 1998, Congress finally issued legislation that said they could not be closed. At that point in time, there was a new supervisor in place, and that supervisor felt that had to be filled on a permanent basis. In order to fill these positions on a permanent basis, the post office or postmaster positions, they had to grade them as to the work level that was being performed. When that postmaster position was graded, it was graded at a lower work level because of the volume of work coming in the post office. the postmaster then, or the post of the supervisor then offered Mr. Craig that position at the lower level. Mr. Craig declined, saying he wanted more money. He still wanted his carrier pay, and he also still wanted his mileage. And that was the reason why he declined the position. He did apply for, at the same time, about the same time, they did go ahead and post three other positions to get them filled. They were also small positions. They were graded a little bit higher than the petroleum position was graded, but they all went ahead and posted. Mr. Craig, without even asking to be placed in one of these higher positions so he could get more money, just applied for them and never requested throughout the entire interactive process to be placed in one of these higher paying positions. As even if he had requested it, it wouldn't have been able to take place because these were non-bargaining positions. He was a bargaining unit employee. He had to apply for them competitively. And so even if he had requested that accommodation, he would not have been considered for those positions outside of going through the competitive process, which he did. And he wasn't the best qualified, so therefore he wasn't placed in those positions. But again and again, the post office said, take this petroleum job. And the odd thing about this is, Your Honor, as these jobs on the grading and the workload level, they can be regraded at any time. They have to be regraded when they're posted to fill on a permanent basis. They have to be regraded every 3 years. But if a postmaster's in there and says, hey, the workload is higher than what it's graded at, they can request that and have another grading of that position done. And in fact, that's what happened. After going through this interactive process for 14 months trying to get that position filled and trying to get Mr. Craig into that position, and when he finally turned the post office down again saying he wanted more money, he wasn't going to take that lower position, they had to regrade it again. 14 months had gone by. And when they regraded it again, it was a higher level.
Where was he during this 14 months?
He was officer in charge of that position.
Still, he's still at petroleum.
He was at petroleum until June.
Getting paid his former, whatever the letter carrier level is.
Being paid as a bargaining unit employee, getting mileage.
And for this period of time, he's supposed to say, yeah, I'll take this job, and then the same job is going to be for $13,000 less, at least. That's what I recall.
Well, that would be alleged, yes, $13,000.
Well, it was something like below 11. I don't know what
that's correct, sir.
Yeah. And then somehow at the time after he leaves, somebody decides to upgrade it because it's got a higher volume or something until it goes to an 11.
There was a period of time he was on sick leave for about 6 months.
And whoever else, was there somebody in there then?
Somebody else came in and regraded it. And regraded it, and it was a higher level. And it was posted.
I look at this and I'm sort of baffled, actually, that they even keep something like this open. And then, you know, to talk about the volume, it may be $50 a day. Whatever it costs per day, I don't know. It's going to be a lot more than that to keep it open.
Well, that was the post office position, but Congress did not want to close it.
I know.
I mean, we're here to serve the public, so, and it was not a service to the public to close that particular post office. Although, you know, you can argue economically it didn't make sense. So, but that issue is, you know, really not relevant to what we're looking at here. The question is, there's also another issue that I raised in my briefs at the district court level that the district court never even assumed is this even a timely or ripe issue before the court, because it was never even raised at the EEO level. A failure to accommodate by placing him in one of the vacant higher level positions wasn't even raised until the briefing at the district court case. It wasn't even raised at the EEO level. It was a disparate treatment case up to that point because he had applied for the positions and he wasn't given the positions when people that were not disabled were given the positions. So it was at that point in time, it was a disparate treatment case, and then all of a sudden it changed into this failure to accommodate case, which we're looking at right now at this point in time. Mr. Craig's argument is that the regulation absolutely mandated that they place him into one of these open postmaster positions, higher graded positions. And the fact is, he didn't qualify. They weren't of the same grade that he was operating at. Even if you would look at the actual duties he was performing in petroleum, by his grading himself in 1997 and 1998, those were a lower position than the ones that he applied for. That was by his own workload analysis that he performed. So they were simply not at the same grade or level. Even looking at the duties he's performed, plus he was making more money as a letter carrier and getting his mileage commuting than he would have been if he'd been permanently placed in one of these higher positions. So the pay wasn't even the same on this thing. So the regulation says that they have to be at the same grade and level. They were not even of the same grade and level.
Well, from 1992 to 1998, he's getting paid at a letter carrier level when the position is, if he were in that position, it would have been less?
He would not have gotten the mileage.
That's all. That's the only difference.
Right. Although there's some issue of whether or not exactly that the mileage added on would have been a ES-11 position or not, but they weren't exactly the same. His benefits weren't the same. He was still under a seniority system. Well, he was accruing seniority during that whole period of time. If he'd been permanently in that position, there would be no seniority, none whatsoever. So, I mean, it was a strange thing that the post office was doing with him. I have to admit that. But they were accommodating him to the best of their ability at that point in time. And they wanted to continue to accommodate him by keeping him in that position. And even if he had taken one of these, been given one of these higher graded positions, there's nothing to say that a year later it would have been regraded at a lower level. That's the nature of these positions. They go up and down depending
on
the
volume. He might not have been able to take a nap over there either.
That they may not have, you're right. And I think that's another point to the court. He was only having to work 6 hours a day there also, which is a part-time position. And the EPM 55 level, which it was graded at, is a part-time job. The EAS 11 positions is a full-time position. It's not a six-hour-a-day job. So that's a further difference between what he was doing and what he could have done at these higher-level positions. So in short, the government's position is, Your Honor, that it's not even a timely issue in front of the court. The district court sort of ignored that and went ahead and decided. But even if we take their argument, and their argument is that he had an absolute right to these positions under the regulation, the facts in the record demonstrate that they were not of like grade or level, and it would have been an undue hardship on the post office to force them to give up putting the best qualified in those positions and just put anybody in there. And that was the legitimate policy of the post office, to fill those positions with the best qualified candidates.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Apparently not. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Starkey.
Your Honor, had there been no other EAS 11 positions available, then the next lower level accommodation would have been fine. That's just from my brief at page 13, citing Norville versus Staten Island Hospital and Smith versus Midland Break cases. However, given that there was the higher position, or the equal, not the higher position, the equal position to what he was doing, then that was the accommodation that was required. Again, it comes down to the rub of, is he a letter carrier? It should be an officer in charge. That's something that you and just going to have to weigh. I believe that it's based upon the task that he's doing and the ameliorative effects that the Rehabilitation Act tries to accomplish, that the OIC is a position to consider equivalent to. As far as the timely EEO question, this was briefed down on summary judgment in the district court, and there's been no appeal of its implicit ruling that the EEO was timely, so I don't know how this court is possibly going to overturn that. This is here on cross summary judgment motions. We believe we're entitled to summary judgment on the failure to accommodate claim. As far as the qualification that it was best is a necessity, business necessity of the post office. This is an affirmative defense under the cited statute and cited regulations we're here for. There's been no evidence that it's from any sort of business necessity. Again, we get into the issue of, can being the best be a qualification? It flies in the face of the regulation, number one. There are lots of people who are qualified for lots of offices. You need to be president, you have to be 35 years old and born in this country. Lots of people qualify for that, but only one or few are best. The qualifications are simple. You have to be a member of the Postal Service, frankly. That's about it to be a postmaster. I mean, like you said, you're talking about dealing with $50 in money at the EAS level on a daily basis. it doesn't require a lot of qualifications.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Our case will be taken under advisement.